jogging, another word for jogging would be just...
trotting.
Okay. If you were talking about a road that's in really bad condition, you'd say the highway department's got it all...
messed up.
The opposite of take it off is...
put it on.
If you were talking about... if I said, well, Sue, what's new, you might just go, oh...
nothing.
And I might say, oh, come on, there must be...
something.
And you might be talking about horses, and you'd say, I got thrown once, and I've been scared of horses ever
since.
If you were talking about a question and you were not sure about the answer, you might say, well, I think you better go...
ask somebody else.
So he went ahead and...
ask him.
And several times in the past, you have...
I ask.
If somebody killed somebody with a knife, you'd say they...
stabbed him.
And if somebody was going to lift something heavy, they might take a pulley and they'd say they had to...
lift it.
And another word might be, do you know hoist?
Hoist, yeah.
I
think of hoist in terms of the device itself.
Oh, the device itself, not much more. If you met someone like at 11 o'clock in the daytime, you would say to them, good
morning.
Right. You would call that part of the day right before noon, you'd call that?
Morning.
Okay, how about the part right after 12 o'clock, or say at 1 o'clock?
Afternoon.
Okay, and then what comes after that?
Evening.
Well, about when does that start to you?
To me it starts about 6.
Okay. And then after that would be?
Night.
Okay. If you had to start, if you left somebody after dark, what would you say to them? If you left their house and it was already dark, you'd say good
night.
If you had to start working just as the sun comes inside, you'd say you had to start at
break of dawn.
Okay, and if you were using the word sun in it, you'd say
sunrise.
Okay, and if it was the opposite, if you had to work until the sun went out,
sunset.
Okay, and if I asked you what time did the sun rise this morning, you'd say the sun
rose.
And then you might say we were late getting out in the field this morning. Before we got there, the sun had already
risen.
And this morning I saw the sun
rise.
Okay, if today is Tuesday, then Monday was
yesterday.
And again, if today is Tuesday, then Wednesday will be
tomorrow.
If somebody came to see you, and they didn't come this past Sunday, but the one before that, you'd say they had come
week before last.
And again, in the future, if they were not coming this Sunday, but the one after
week after next.
If somebody stayed from the 1st to the 15th, you'd say they stayed about
2 weeks.
If you wanted to know the time of day, you'd ask somebody
what time it is.
And say one of these things would be called
watch.
And if it's midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say it's
7:30.
Would you ever use if you had to use a
half past.
Okay. And if it's another way of saying 8:45 would be
15 till 9.
Or if you use quarter with it?
Three quarters. Not three quarters.
No. You're using quarter. Would you say
quarter till?
Yeah, quarter till,
right. Three quarters past.
That's getting hard.
Oh, wow.
If you've been doing something for quite a long time, you'd say you've been doing that for
quite some time.
How about, would you ever say quite a while?
Quite a while, sure.
Okay, you might say, this is wasn't very good last year, but I hope it will be better.
This year.
And if a child had just had his third birthday, you'd say?
3 years old.
And if something happened on this day, except it was last year, you'd say it happened exactly?
A year ago.
You might look up at the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those dark
clouds.
Now, on a day when the sun is shining, there's no clouds, looks great outside, you'd say it's really a
clear day.